A funeral will be held tomorrow for a Navy SEAL who was one of 16 American servicemen killed last month in Afghanistan when their helicopter was shot down. Lieutenant Commander Eric Christensen was leading a mission to rescue fellow SEALs on what would turn out to be the deadliest day in SEAL history. Nancy Marshall Genzer has this remembrance.
33-year-old Eric Christensen seemed to be good at just about everything. He was a gifted writer and loved books. His favorite was Moby Dick. And he was equally comfortable with a football. This is how a friend, Christian Sweezy, describes him as he was at Gonzaga College High School in Washington, D.C.
When you talk about him, it's almost like talking to about five people. You know, he was a football player. He was a lacrosse player. He was the lead trumpet in the band. He did very well academically, socially, you know, just how lucky we were to be friends with him, because I think that's extremely rare.
Christensen was the kind of guy you love to hate, Sweezy says, but you couldn't be jealous because he was so nice. He always put others first. His mother, Sam Christensen, says her son defied stereotypes. He was the only child of a Navy Rear Admiral and had lived in Japan, Guam, and finally Washington. Sam Christensen says her son never lost his humility, even after being accepted into the U.S. Naval Academy in 1990.
He just did not like the spotlight. I mean, nobody knew his father was a retired admiral. That was Eric, the background child. You know, he never walked in anyone's footsteps except his own.
That sense of self is evident in the pictures of Eric Christensen that cover the dining room table of his parents' townhouse on Capitol Hill, where family and friends gathered recently to reminisce. There's one photo of Christensen in uniform, confident and friendly, another with his goddaughter when she was a baby.
This is his ability to sleep with his goddaughter when she was first born. I think he was supposed to be watching her, but there was another adult in the room. So both of them were taking their naps.
Christensen's parents remember that as a boy, Eric occasionally fell asleep in class and procrastinated a lot, taking forever to make decisions. But Christensen's father, retired Rear Admiral Ed Christensen, says that changed as his son got older and grew accustomed to making split-second decisions as a Navy SEAL lieutenant commander. Ed Christensen says his son was in on the decision to try to rescue four Navy SEALs in eastern Afghanistan who'd called for reinforcements. He led the mission, which was to be his last.
I'm sure there was no hesitation in his mind as to what his duty was. So he wouldn't have sent anybody else to lead that. And, you know, they knew they were going into a hot situation, and that I'm sure that it never, ever crossed his mind that he'd let somebody else lead that force in there.
Christensen's friends and family say he never told them exactly what he was up to in Afghanistan, but they say they're not surprised that he died trying to save others. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington.